This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this Father's Day weekend. And my first guest of the second hour is famous and legendary pathologist Cyril Weck. He's been involved in many autopsy reports, including that of Robert F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, and Elvis Presley. We'll be talking to him about a new book that he has written about his remarkable career. Movie producer Shane Stanley will be here. He's also written a book about how to make a movie, finance it, distribute it, the whole nine yards. And then we'll chat with Jennifer Jolly, who's got some great ideas for dads and grads this summer, okay? And that's all coming up this hour live nationwide and around the world. We're going to pause, but when we come back, my first guest, the second hour on this Father's Day weekend, is Cyril Weck.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. I have wanted to interview this man for decades. And to say that you're a fan of a pathologist, usually you don't hear that every day in a dialogue. You say, I'm a fan of a singer.
Well, it doesn't quite make you a necrophile vicariously. I appreciate so much. Very wonderful compliment.
He is the author of a new book that's out right now called The Life and Death of Cyril Weck, Memoirs of America's Most Controversial Forensic Pathologist. Joining us right now is the good doctor, Cyril Weck. Hi, doctor. How are you today?
Thank you for inviting me. A pleasure to talk with you. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I want to wish you and all of your listeners the very best.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know where to begin. First of all, this book is sensational. You are not only a pathologist, but also an attorney. And you have, over the years, been involved with so many deaths of celebrities, childhood deaths, tragic accidents, murders. It's a fascinating career, and I want to get into some of those cases, Cyril, but this is the thing that really amazed me. In 1979, you were acquitted on charges of profiting from the office of the Allegheny County Coroner. Federal public corruption charge was dismissed in 2008. Why are these people driving you crazy 30 years ago when you are so good at what you do and so honest about what you do?
Thank you for asking that. I discuss my two trials and significant travails in detail in my book. 1979, the local district attorney brought charges against me. What was behind that was that he and the sheriff were very unhappy about my following through with open public inquest in every police-related death. Pursuit, apprehension, arrest, incarceration, every single police-related death was subjected to an open inquest. We had the power of subpoena, the traditional inquisitorial powers from England going back to the 12th century, and the cops were brought in and made to testify. Unfortunately, it did not have the power to follow through with an indictment. We could only recommend to the DA, and they did not like this. You know, before the George Floyd case in Minneapolis, Americans were totally unaware and indifferent to all these cases of police brutality, and they're still occurring as we talk. That was behind that. They brought these cockamamie charges, and by the time it went to the jury, there was only one of the six charges remaining. And then I was completely exonerated. In 2005, they began an investigation. In 2006, an 84 felony count indictment was brought against me by the U.S. attorney. She, Mary Beth Buchanan, was already past being appointed to the local federal court. She was angling for a position on the Third Circuit. She was personal friends with the U.S. Attorney General Ashcroft, and then Gonzalez, and then there was an FBI agent disgraced and booted out of the office in New Jersey for a whole bunch of serious crimes that he had committed, and he came to Pittsburgh. He was looking to reestablish himself, and the local district attorney at that time, my enemy, for reasons similar to what I've already said, although he was not the district attorney involved in 1979. And so they got together in what fashion I wasn't privy to their meetings and who was the driving force, but obviously then the U.S. Attorney's Office had the power. An 84 felony count indictment in 2006. Before the trial started, and 2 years later, just 2 weeks before the trial started, they dropped 43 counts after I had paid millions of dollars for my attorneys to prepare and defend against all of them. They dropped 43. Went to trial, and then we didn't put on one witness. Several of the prosecution witnesses proved to be very strong defense witnesses, and went to the jury, and without one witness having been presented by my attorneys, they came in with a jury, we found out later it was about 8-6 or even 9-5. And Third Circuit looked it over, and they said the case has to be retried by a new judge with less biased eyes, fresh eyes. And it was given to a new federal judge. We had a hearing before him, and he wrote a 55-page blistering report dismissing the remaining charges. And by the way, before then got to him, the government had already dropped another 27 charges. So we were already down to 14 from 43. It cost me more than $4 million. The great attorneys that I had here in Pittsburgh, they graciously forgave $6.2 million. So it cost me over four, and I was forgiven another $6 million plus, a $10 million. That's what happened. And I discussed this in the book.
Yeah, you do.
Fascinating.
You know what gets me is that with these charges brought against you, people came to you. I mean, the famous Dr. Thomas Noguchi in California, the Warren Commission, these people came to you because you were the man that when you saw something, you talked about it. You didn't hold back. Let's talk about, for example, the John F. Kennedy assassination, all right? I've studied this since 1973. You have some exceedingly opinions about this. You know, you mentioned in the book that Hoover wasn't fond of.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and as I said, it cost me dearly, although I don't think that was the sole reason, but that played a role in the actions brought against me in 2006 by the local U.S. attorney. Let me say that, you know, I've tried to maintain my credibility. Some people think I'm loudmouth, controversial. You're controversial if you say what you believe. It doesn't mean I'm always right. But I'm proud of my record, my track record. And after all these years, I've been consulting with attorneys up until this time as we speak here today from all over the country and from many foreign countries over the years on cases. And I've maintained my credibility because even people who disagree with me know that, you know, what I'm saying can be depended upon. The attorneys who have worked with me are very proud and happy and so on. So, this has just been my standard. I maybe sometimes could have been more diplomatic. I don't go looking for trouble, but I don't back off. just because I'm being confronted by a formidable enemy.
Yeah.
And that was the case with the U.S. government, with the JFK. And I pointed out in 1972, when I was the first non-government forensic pathologist given access to the autopsy materials, non-government-related, non-government-supported, given permission to study all the autopsy materials at the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and that was page one story, New York Times, August 24, 1972, by their top reporter, Fred Graham, President's brain missing. I pointed out something that other people knew and never said a word about. The president's brain, which had been fixed in formalin to harden and permitted to be properly examined, developing a better consistency so it could be sliced in sections like a hard-boiled egg, and that's what that was never done. And can you imagine colleagues of mine, one of whom was the guy under whom I trained in forensic pathology, they knew this. The forensic neuropathologist from that office, he knew that. They went in there in 1968, the Ramsey-Clark panel, and they never said a word. Where is their ethics? So people attack me and challenge me as a conspiratorial theorist. My God, what they did was criminal. In a way, covering up evidence was criminal.
Yes,
it really was.
Sure. What is your theory on the multiple shooters?
There were two shooters, absolutely two shooters, one from the rear and one from the front. That's been proven through the radiological, neurosurgical, neurological, pathological, photographic, and acoustical evidence and studies that have been done over the years. No question that there was a shooter from the rear and there was a shooter behind the picket fence on the grassy knoll. No question about it. From the studies that were done and that have been done repeatedly since that time. And this was covered up by the government, covered up. No question. You know, the autopsy was done by two naval career pathologists who had never done a gunshot wound autopsy in their entire careers. Can you imagine? Multiple gunshot wounds, you have to determine entrance and exit, angle, trajectory, sequence. You got to correlate those wounds in Kennedy with the wounds in Conley. Can you imagine calling in two pathologists who have never done a gunshot wound autopsy? That's unbelievable, incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I find it truly incredulous. It shocks me. Even as I speak with you today, it may be for the 10,000th time, it inflames me inside. It's like somebody turns on the heater of an oven, and I just become, I want to scream and yell. Unbelievable.
Maybe not in our lifetimes, but will it ever come to light, do you think?
I think not in my lifetime. I don't know your age. I used to think it would. Maybe in another generation, possibly, when all of the political progeny, children and grandchildren, politically speaking, not biological, are removed, gone from the scene, maybe somebody will say, okay, now we can share this with the American public. Everybody was around who had any thoughts about this at all, who had any involvement, even in an indirect fashion. Everybody's gone, so let's go back. It won't lead to a revolution in America anymore in the year 2050. Who the hell knows?
Our guest is the famous pathologist Cyril Wecht. When we come back, we'll talk about the murder of Robert Kennedy and the death of Elvis Presley with Ron Segee today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our guest has been gracious enough to stay over another segment. One of the premier forensic pathologists in the country. His new book is out right now, The Life and Deaths of Cyril Wecht, Memoirs from America's Most Controversial Forensic Pathologist. This portion of the show, we're going to be talking about Robert Kennedy, JonBenet Ramsey, and Elvis Presley. I mentioned Dr. Thomas Noguchi. He called you the night that Robert Kennedy was shot, and yes. He actually said to you, he said, you know, I don't think he's going to make it. I'm going to need your help on this. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and I'm sure that I'm the 15th million to do that. What was your assessment of Elvis Presley?
Well, there's no question about Elvis Presley. If you ever see the autopsy report, he died as a result of 11 central nervous system depressant drugs, all of which had been prescribed for him by the live-in sycophant Dr. Nicopoulos, good old Dr. Nick. Yeah. Anything Elvis wanted, going into a performance, during, coming out, getting up 3 o'clock in the morning to play handball, go to a dentist, anything Elvis wanted, Dr. Nicopoulos wrote the prescription. Elvis had 11 central nervous system drugs in his system. He didn't die from any heart disease. Jerry Francisco, the medical examiner, first he determines that it's not his case. He said not his case because he knew that if he took it over, he would only be able to withhold the results for a certain period of time. So it was done privately. But fortunately, that pathologist, Dr. Muir, M-U-I-R, at the Memphis Baptist Hospital, he had the integrity to let it be known. But Francisco, in the meantime, before the autopsy was over, he went and he's there as an observer, and he's announcing to the world that Presley died from heart disease. He didn't even see the microscopic tissue examinations. He did not see the toxicology analysis, and he's announcing that Elvis Presley died. A total cover-up. Yeah. Elvis Presley was a major, major industry in Tennessee. He wasn't murdered. It was, as I say, a regrettable accident. That's the story of Elvis Presley.
Now, there are some rumors, too, of an impacted bowel. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he did have an impacted bowel. Oh, yeah. His colon was the size of an average man's thigh from those drugs. A lot of people who have taken these drugs, they'll know about their constipation. Of course, his bathroom, 90% of Americans would love to have as their living room, right. Or maybe more. I mean, whatever you wanted, a movie projector, television set, couch, refrigerator, freezer, anything that was in the bathroom. He spent hours every day in the bathroom. Yeah. No, he did have an impacted bowel, and that certainly contributed, but that wasn't the primary cause.
Yeah. What about people like JonBenet Ramsey, Kurt Cobain, Martin Luther King Jr.? You know, we can't go down the list of things. I would love to do that, but we'd be here till January 2022 because I could talk to you forever. But is there ever something that you see that just shocks the hell out of you?
Yeah, sure it does. It shocks the hell out of me. In the Robert F. Kennedy case, for example, I've asked this of people by now in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people. What was the distance of Sirhan when Robert Kennedy, having won the Democratic primary, is being led out through the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel to avoid the adoring crowd, and Sirhan is there, and Kennedy's walking toward him and shoots? What was the distance? I can ask you that question. People say 10 feet, 8 feet, 6 feet, the distance, and it's there in the autopsy report, confirmed by ballistic studies, signed off on by a dozen forensic pathologists and scientists, one of which was me as a consultant, officially consulted by Dr. Noguchi in that case. The distance of the fatal shot was 1 to 1.5 inches, with the shot being fired above and behind the right ear with a slightly forward trajectory. That's the Robert F. Kennedy case. Does that shock you?
Yes.
Never came out in court. Never. Yes. In the trial of Sirhan, the prosecution obviously wasn't going to touch it with a 10-foot pole, and the defense attorney, who was an experienced guy, obligingly, interestingly, never thought to ask Dr. Noguchi about the distance and the trajectory of that fatal shot. So is that shocking?
Yeah.
JonBenet Ramsey, the detectives, never interrogating the mother and the father separately immediately. Exactly. That's what you're going to do. You got a missing child. They didn't even find the body. You know, when they got there about 6:30 a.m., the child wasn't found until 7 hours later, when John Ramsey said to his then best friend, who became his worst enemy, another multimillionaire businessman, Fleet White, "Let's go look again." And they go into a room in the basement that the detectives never even knew existed. A maid who worked there for months never even knew there was such a room. But John Ramsey went down there 7 hours later, and there was the body. And then this cockamamie note: "We represent a small foreign faction, and the demand of the ransom, $118,000, which was exactly the amount that John Ramsey had earned as a bonus from his company the year before. That's a nice round figure, right?
$118,000.
I mean, incredible, incredible.
Growing up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and to the heights that you have reached, and I don't know how you got interested in being in this profession, but I believe, and I'm not saying this because, as I mentioned before, I'm a fan of your work, is that this book should be taken chapter by chapter and made into a series of interviews, half-hour, hour interviews, for television, for radio distribution, because it's fascinating. And,
well,
and
thank you
and your
very
take,
much.
And your take on this is unbelievable.
Thank you. I hope we're trying to do that. We're looking into that, and I think it would be a fascinating series because, and not because of me, my comments are an integral a component, yeah, but because of the nature of the cases, who these people were. Like you mentioned, Kurt Cobain and Mary Jo Kopecky, no autopsy being done, and then the Waco Branch Davidian fire, which I did repeat autopsies on David Koresh and Stephen Judy Snyder as top lieutenants, showing that the federal government are the ones that started the shooting, killing those children and others. I mean, cases like that over the years. Absolutely.
Well, I would love to have you back when you're not as busy, which I can't believe that you're not.
I thank you for inviting me, and it would be great, my great pleasure to be back with you. Please do put me down on the agenda, and let's visit again next year. It's a pleasure talking with you, and I thank you for your gracious personal comments. May I wish you and all your listeners a happy and healthy New Year.
And to you, my friend, and I just want to make mention of it in closing. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Cyril Wecht, who we have talked to now for almost a half hour, terrific gentleman, is 89 years old, and you sound like you're 22, really.
I'm closer to 90 than I am 89 another 3 months. Well, I hope that people will get the book, The Life and Deaths of Cyril Wecht, Memoirs of America's Most Controversial Forensic Pathologist. They'll find it quite interesting and fascinating. The criminal justice system, how it can be subverted and perverted, malevolently used and manipulated, and read about many of my cases in summary fashion and get an overall feel. I hope that people will have an opportunity to do that.
And absolutely, and the website is Cyril Weed, Syrilwe. Books are available wherever books are sold. And, Doctor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks. Best wishes. Bye.
I tell you, what an interesting interview. I could talk to him forever and ever. I really could. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Claudette has weakened to a tropical depression after dropping heavy rains on Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The storm is expected to drop up to 15 inches of rain in some areas along the Gulf Coast as it heads east and moves into the Carolinas Sunday night into Monday. Forecasters also expect Claudette to re-strengthen into a tropical storm as it moves into the Carolinas and eventually back into the Atlantic Ocean. And the driver has been arrested after allegedly hitting 9 cyclists with his truck during an Arizona road race. Police in Sholo, Arizona, say a black Ford F-150 hit several bicyclists Saturday morning before speeding off. They eventually tracked him to a hardware store where he was shot. 6 cyclists were hospitalized, with 4 in critical condition. The 35-year-old driver was also hospitalized after the shooting in critical but stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
World, you're listening to Ron Zedgy today. I was just telling our guest before we went on the air that I'm very enthused to bring him on because
He's in a very interesting business. Everybody likes show business. Everybody likes the movies and everything else. And I get people coming to me all the time wanting to talk about the movie business, but I know the broadcasting business. So we're going to bring somebody in who knows the movie business. He's a multi-Emmy award winner, and he's got 11 Tellys, 28 International Film Festival Awards, and he has a new book out right now, What You Don't Learn in Film School. Joining us is Shane Stanley. Hi, Shane. How are you?
Ron, thanks for having me.
Reason I kind of chuckle at the name.
Shane Stanley?
No. Not your name.
Okay, just checking.
Okay. One for the guest, ladies and gentlemen.
Ba-da-boom.
Bring in the drums. The name of the book, because so many times people go to school and they think, well, once we go to school, we're pretty much in the ballgame. And you say what you don't learn in film school, which is basically experience, and bring it to light. Tell us a little bit about your background, because you have an illustrious career, and a lot of times people who write books, they have no idea what the hell they're talking about, but you do.
Well, thank you for that. I would like to preface it by saying most of the people that teach film school have never been on a set, so it's okay. The book came about, I grew up in the industry. My father was actually a working actor, co-starring on films like Hotel and Ice Station Zebra, Mannix, Mod Squad, all that fun stuff. I was actually just born and he had a barbecue, and there was a commercial producer there that was needing to cast a baby in a new startup company called Century 21. They were doing ad campaigns, and they couldn't find a baby that could sit still long enough, and I guess I didn't poop my pants or scream during the barbecue, and my dad's friend said, can I use your son in the ads? And I started in front of the camera. 9 months old, and so I started in front of the camera, but always, you know, my father turned his focus into filmmaking and grew up with all the edit equipment and cameras in the house. Just kind of went from there.
Let's talk about what you address in the book. I told you that I have a lot of people come up to me wanting to meet in movies, and they kind of think it's just the old days. You know, you go to a dairy store, you sit there with a tight sweater on, and you're discovered, you know, and the rest is...
Up until October of 17, it was pretty much the same.
Yeah, but things change. They have no idea of the business end of it, and that's what you address in this book. Tell us about that aspect of it where people don't see it.
That's a question that comes up all the time, and that's what the book is about. It's the business of the business, and I'm not anti-film school. I'm anti-spending six figures to get a degree where 80-plus percent of the people that get that degree will never earn a dime in our industry. It's hard work. They do like to focus on the lottery winners like your Damien Chazelle's or your Quentin Tarantino's, but in real people land, so many people are getting degrees or spending ungodly amounts of money on getting a degree in film. And literally when they leave the nest, good luck. You know, it's not like medical school where you do get the skills and the internships and the connections, or law school. And all I wanted to do was just say, everybody take a breath, regardless of the gifts and hopes and dreams that you have. There's hundreds of jobs that you can hold in this industry, and you have a better chance of working on a film set as a grip or a focus puller or a dolly, and meeting producers and directors and even actors that you can develop a rapport with that can help you along the way. It's, you know, the old saying, it's either chasing you or you're chasing it. And that's essentially what this business is.
Well, yes, and I think a lot of times people think those success stories that you just mentioned and your success stories are prevalent everywhere you turn, and they're not. Make mention of the fact that you executive produced Gridiron Gang for Sony Pictures that starred The Rock Johnson, and you've had a lot of successes, but it doesn't come overnight. I'd love to talk about some of the things that people don't have any idea what goes into it, like pre-production, the staffing, cinematographer, necessary, unnecessary equipment, SAG, AFTRA, filming to locations, storage, post-production,
insurance,
music, marketing, distribution, sales, domestic and foreign sales, and of course, the one that everybody worries about, and that is craft services. You know,
that's the most important part.
I know.
If you crew well, they'll walk through fire for you.
When I do television shows, they don't ask how much they're going to pay. They said, what about craft services?
I wish it was still that way. Nobody wanted Gridiron Gang. My father and I did the documentary back in 1989, and it took 2 years to get it on the air. Once it got on the air, it became the most sought-after film rights project of the year. Every studio except Paramount bid on it. Every producer, actor in town was calling. So that was in 1992, 93. The film didn't even get started production until it was 2006. even when it's easy, it's hard.
You've been referred to as the go-to no-budget guy. I love that. Explain that.
You know, what I realized is in Hollywood proper, unless you do have the juice that a Spielberg or a Martin Scorsese has, you go far and few between getting your projects made. And we as filmmakers have endless resources now to make. There's no excuse. You have a phone, you have a DSLR you could buy for $2,000. At one point after doing Gridiron Gang, realized all the work and all the time that went into that and how little was done while waiting for it. And I just said, you know what, this got to change. So I actually went from doing a $30 million studio picture with one of the biggest stars in the world to doing a $500 spec pilot right after that. My wife and I financed something for $500. It was very successful for what it was. And I realized when you pair up with people of like mind and have the passion to tell stories with the equipment that we have at our disposal now, there's no limit to what we can do.
You're talking the language I understand. A lot of people might think, well, what's that little $500 movie you made? I'm assuming it's a pitch tape to be able to raise the money to do the entire film.
Well, you're close. I had gone from doing Gridiron Gang to developing television for David Madden, who was the vice president of Fox Television for about a year and a half, 2 years, and realized during that time we took a lot of meetings, developed a lot of great products, but not one thing got made. I get the television medium enough now. Let me go do something that's on my heart that I want to do. And, yeah, it was basically, can I do this from concept to delivery for a dime? And we literally spent $500 and delivered a 50-minute spec pilot. Went on, got picked up, and opened up doors to the independent financing and films that I do now, which, you know, 12 years later, you know, you got a dozen films that have been done that, you know, I'm very proud of. We did, and they've done well.
Shane, in the book, and by the way, the book, again, in case you just tuned in, is called What You Don't Learn in Film School. Do you discuss financing?
I go into chapter and verse on independent financing and how to really position yourself to better your chances of landing independent capital, which is really the tough thing to do. Obviously, as artists and filmmakers, right, we need financing to do what it is that we want to do and tell the stories that we want to tell. So for me, you know, having been very successful at raising independent capital over the years, it really was a big chunk of the book.
Now, also, when you go to an independent situation as somebody's going to invest in the project, do they sometimes shy away from the fact that it might be not shown in a movie theater and it goes directly to a video on demand or on cable? Because frankly, those outlets, those venues are more reachable and more prevalent than the old movie theater.
You know, the tide has turned. That's a great question. The tide has turned in recent years. I don't think you meet with an investor now who doesn't say, is it going to be on Netflix? It seems to be what everybody wants. The theater screens, and I learned this doing Gridiron Gang, you know, we opened up, I think, at 3,200 and then actually went up 150 screens in our second week. Those are coveted screens that are really tough to compete and get. And when you have a project that's available globally, whether it's on, believe it or not, home video, which is still very popular in other parts of the world and actually went up 30% during the pandemic here, or if you're on Showtime or HBO, one of the cable outlets or big streaming networks, I mean, fortunately, it has become so normal that the investors expect that. They actually assume you're going to have a streaming deal at the end of the day when you present your project.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I think it's pretty obvious to you and our listeners that I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours and love to do it. The book, by the way, is available on Kindle. It's also an audiobook. It's also in paperback. How do you get it, Shane?
You could go to whatyoudon'tlearninfilmschool.com. You could go directly to Amazon and get it. You could go to ShaneStanley.net. That's my website. You can read a little bit about my work and my background, and you can navigate to the book. It's available just about everywhere books are sold, Barnes & Noble. I always try to push Amazon because it's such a quick way to get it. If it's an instant download for Kindle or audio, or if you want to order the paperback, you can have it in usually a day or two.
Well, I wonder if you'd do me a favor. I know you're on a busy schedule. Would you please come back and join us again? I mean, I really enjoy this, and I think it's interesting to the listener, too, because they all, you know, are kind of attracted to the movie business. It's got the bling, and in my particular case, I want to learn more. So I would love to have you back, Shane.
Well, it would be my honor. You know where to find me, and anytime you want to have me, just tell me. Give me 10 minutes notice so I can set everything aside.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Ron.
The name of the book is What You Don't Learn in Film School, and it's penned by Shane Stanley, a very successful executive producer and movie maker in the business. I guarantee you, in the years to come, you're going to hear much more about Shane. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, the big day is here, and that, of course, is Father's Day. But, you know, June also has a lot of other things, including graduation. And, you know, after last year, boy, I tell you, going to a graduation or Father's Day is a great, great idea. And we have with us a dear friend
who is an Emmy Award-winning consumer tech columnist. Good thing I know her, or she would probably by now hang up. Joining us right now is our friend Jennifer Jolly. Hi, Jennifer, how are you? You're not an enemy, dear. You are a friend.
That's right. That's right. I would never hang up on you, and you can call me anything at any time. Because that's right, we're friends, and that's great. I'm not the enemy.
I gotta tell you something, Jennifer. You live up to your name, Jolly. I really mean it. First of all, it's a great name, all right? Jennifer Jolly. I mean, that's fantastic. But you live up to that reputation. And now you're going to give us some help, I hope, when it comes to Father's Day. Unfortunately, my father is no longer with us, but I always get asked questions this week because not only is Father's Day, it's my birthday, and everybody wants to know in my family what to get me. I don't even know what to tell them anymore.
This year, after the year that we've been through, this year is all about the upgrade, and truly only the best will do. You want to make sure that everyone who knows you knows about Samsung's just-released Neo QLED TVs. These are truly the top most cinematic sets on the market today. There's a ton of new tech packed in here that drives the design. Quantum matrix technology with mini LEDs, that's what it's all called. But what it means is brilliant colors, astonishing detail, brighter brights, darker darks. And they've leveled up on sound and gaming and lifestyle features too. So these sets, they're available in 4K and 8K. It's truly the future of your home entertainment hub, but it's available now.
You got to put a label on it saying this is for dad only, right?
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely right. Yes. Nobody else is allowed to even gaze upon it.
And you know, that is a good graduation gift, too, especially if, the people that are graduating are going off to college or something. That's a dual purpose type of gift.
Exactly. And this is one of those TVs, you're not going to have to replace it in 2 years or 5 years or even 10 years. I mean, this will last a long time. The technology is really, really futuristic.
What about the dad who is the outdoorsman? Do you have anything that really blings when it comes to outdoor gear?
Well, I do have something really unusual for the outdoor dad who's maybe also the life of the party. It's called the Soundbox, but BOKS Gen 3. It is the world's loudest and only, and I love world onlys, portable Bluetooth speaker with concert-level sound up to 126 decibels. Now, you know, being in radio, you know how loud that is. That's like being right next to the stage at a professional concert.
Right.
But this speaker is super durable, fully portable, and it lasts up to 40 hours on a single charge. Plus, it connects via app to your smartphone, so you can have that perfect playlist indoors and out. But you can truly take it anywhere and experience music like never before. So that's for that hip, cool, partying dad or grad who is like, hey, we don't know when concerts will start back up again, so let's just make our own wherever we go.
Jennifer, how big is that?
It's 40 pounds, and it is about the size of an air conditioning unit. So not quite a foot wide and maybe 2.5 feet tall. So it's big, but they even sell a backpack so you can carry it with you. Now, I am not going to take it camping or anything like that because, you know, it'd be a little heavy to hike with day in and day out, but it's great for beach parties, backyard parties, outdoor, indoor, just those rock the house down times that I think we're all really anxious for right now.
I want one of that. Now I know what to tell my kids, to be honest with you.
Oh, I was just going to say, Ron, I am obsessed with what's called the Glowforge Pro. This is another one you'll want. This is another one I'm getting for my own dad. It is a desktop 3D laser printer that cuts and etches with all kinds of different materials. So wood, leather, glass, metal, even food. And it's one of those plug-and-play devices. I've never used a 3D printer that has been this just simple to start up and use. And it uses a beam of light the width of a human hair to cut, engrave, and shape. You can create custom designs, and you do them on your laptop or your tablet, and then you just upload them via Wi-Fi to the printer. It's all digital. Or you can use designs that they already have in their ready-to-print catalog. So I look at this, and I just think, man, my dad has his workshop. He's a woodworker. He loves to do all kinds of projects. Talk about leveling up Dad's workshop or even starting that grad out in an Etsy-worthy side hustle. Fantastic. I'm obsessed with it, and it's kind of loud. Otherwise, I would be printing out furniture as we speak.
I have never seen one of those in person. Is it very big?
It is big. It is, I would say, I'm trying to think of what's a common household gadget that is about this size. It's about the size, and a little smaller than a 55-inch TV, but about kind of that same size. It looks like a giant printer. It's heavy as well, so you do have to have a desk, a sturdy desk to put it on, mm-hmm. but it's smaller than you might think for how incredibly tech-packed it is.
Jennifer, any other good ideas that we can get for Father's Day?
One of the things, you know, I've talked about a lot of these splurge-worthy gifts. You want to keep in mind a way to stay within budget. So
right.
if you're going to go all out for dads or grads this year, take a look at a service like Affirm. I talk about this a lot because I use it a lot. It's a more transparent credit card alternative that lets you buy a gift now but pay over time, but they show you the total cost of your purchase up front, including the interest. So there's no surprises, no sticker shock. You can use it all over the place. We bought a Traeger Smart Grill with it recently. I've used it for travel, golf accessories from Callaway, gifts from Target, Williams-Sonoma. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
Good. Where can we go, Jennifer, for more information on this? Everything that you talk about, even more.
Head over to my website at techish.com.
Techish. Jennifer, it's always nice chatting with you. Don't be a stranger. Come back soon, okay?
You know I will. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, thanks, Jennifer. You too have a safe summer. I look forward to your return. Jennifer Jolly has been our guest, Emmy Award-winning consumer tech columnist, and our friend on the show, visitor at Techish, that's TECHISH.com. And don't forget to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, there are two icons, one that says, listen to the latest show, and the other one says, archive. If you hit the one on the left, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7, or hit archive, and you can hear one of the shows that we have aired previously. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
That's a wrap on this Father's Day weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. Our guests include William Lee Golden from the Oak Ridge Boys, actor-producer Robert Townsend, Alan Vandermolen. Also want to give our gratitude to pathologist Cyril Wecht, who's penned the book that is extremely interesting. It's a book that really shines a light on some very high-profile deaths. And Shane Stanley, thank you for joining us and writing that book about how to get into the movie business. Everybody wants to know that. And Jennifer Jolly. Well, to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day, guys. And until next week, I'm Ron Seggi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.